Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。Amen.
The text that I have selected for this afternoon's special service is actually Reverend Paul Rogel's confirmation verse from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 12 and 13.
今天的正道经文呢是以弗所书二章十二到十三节，实际上是Rogel 牧师的坚真理的经文。
We read from Ephesians 2. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away.Have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清尽了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our resurrected and triumphant Lord and Savior, dear fellow believers in Him.
奉耶稣基督的名，复活的主，我们的主内的弟兄姐妹。
Paul and Jackie, Micah, Evan, and Abby Joy, welcome to Vancouver. Welcome to Canada. You're no doubt thrilled to be here, eh? I'm trying to break them in. In order to help you to adjust to living in this new culture, there's some facts I think you need to know about Canadians. For example, according to the Penguin Book of Canadian Jokes, did you know that a Canadian is someone who thinks of income tax refund as a gift from the government? Did you know that a Canadian is someone who apologizes for not being ready to order at a waiter's convenience?Did you know that a Canadian is someone who heartily proclaims, and this is especially true of us from Edmonton, sure it's 38 below, but it's a dry cold. Or did you know that a Canadian is someone who spends an inordinate amount of time trying to define what a Canadian is?
Paul, Jackie, Michael, Evan, and Abba Joy, 欢迎你们到温哥华，欢迎你们到加拿大。毫无疑问，你们很兴奋是不是？为了帮助你们适应在新文化环境中的生活，有一些关于加拿大人的情况，你们也许应想要知道。根据读者文摘《加拿大企鹅笑话集》这样定义的，加拿大人是这样的：加拿大人认为，他们每年收入税的退款额是从加国政府收到的一份礼物。他们在餐厅里，当服务员到他们的桌前的时候，他们会因为还没有准备好点菜而表示歉意。他们也很痛快地宣称，特别是在埃德蒙顿这个地区，他们会说，虽然是零下30度，只不过是干冷而已。他们是那些浪费太多时间尝试定义加拿大人的人。
Canadians are proud of their citizenship.Only a couple years ago, this city was transfixed by those who celebrated and observed the Olympics. Canadian flags were tattooed on people's cheeks, and streets and buildings, including the Richmond Center, were draped in huge red and white Canadian flags. The word Canada was emblazoned upon red and black hoodies, and impromptu flash mobs broke out with renditions of O Canada.
加拿大人他们自己对他们是自己是加国公民非常的自豪。几年前这个城市被奥林匹克所渗透，加拿大国旗被人们刺在脸上，街道和建筑物上，包括 Richmond Center 到处挂着巨大的红白两色的加拿大国旗。 Canada 这几个字被耀眼的印在红色和黑色的戴帽衫的前面和后面，人们突然就会禁不住的唱起国歌 Oh Canada
Most people are proud of their citizenship and culture. People love to wave their flag. They elevate their forefathers to folklore status. Their identity is tied to their homegrown language, their music, their arts, and sport. They delight in the accomplishments of fellow citizens.
大部分人对自己的国籍和文化呢都很自豪。 人们喜爱挥动他们的国旗, 在民间传说中颂扬他们的祖先。 他们的特征与他们在家中使用的语言, 他们的音乐, 艺术, 以及体育运动紧紧地结合在一起。 对于他们作为公民的成就, 他们非常的欣慰。
You know, people should be proud of their citizenship and culture. People should be proud of their culture and their country because our distinct languages and cultures are God's masterful way of creating this world. It's a wonderful mosaic that God has created. How much richer is our world because of the diversity of culture and language and people?
当然人们应该对他们的文化和国家感到自豪。 他们不同的语言和文化就是上帝那美妙的五彩画。 正是因为这些不同的人群、文化和语言，我们的世界才会那么的丰富。
But you know as well as I do that these differences often divide people. Self-centered people morph these differences into hostility and prejudice and racism. This was certainly the case in Paul's day. Jews despised Gentiles and Gentiles loathed Jews. Scores of Jews and Gentiles had been killed because of the hatred that they had for one another. And now in the Ephesian Christian church, deep-seated feelings of hostility rooted in racial resentment and conflict divided Christians.
当然，你我都知道，这些不同也使人们分裂开来了。以自我为中心的人类自己将这些区别变成了敌对、偏见和种族的歧视。 这些无疑是圣保罗当时的情况。犹太人藐视外邦人，外邦人不接受犹太人，因为他们互相的仇恨，大量的犹太人和外邦人被残杀，并且当时在以弗所的基督教会，这些内心深处的在种族冲突及矛盾中的仇恨的种子，将基督徒分开来。
Would you agree? Would you agree that the walls of prejudice and racism divide Christians today? Granted, there are communication barriers because we speak different languages. There are cultural misunderstandings because we have different expectations.
你是否同意，在今天，种族歧视和偏见还在使基督徒分裂开来？因为我们使用不同的语言，我们有沟通的障碍。
But do we think my culture is better than your culture? Are hostilities in our homeland dividing us fellow Christians in our new adopted country? Are we operating our congregations with the premise people should stick to their own kind? Are we allowing challenges of interacting with people of other cultures and languages to dictate our unwillingness to work with them? Are we simply evangelizing our own, or do we truly have a passion to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all people, no matter what their citizenship, no matter what their culture, no matter their language, no matter their religion, no matter their socioeconomic status?
我们是否否认我们的文化比你的文化优越呢？在我们故乡的战争 仇视是否在分裂我们在这里新的国家生活下来的基督徒呢？我们是否以人们应当坚持他们的族群的特点为前提来管理教会的事务呢？我们是否允许因与其他文化的人们互相影响，使我们不愿意与他们合作的挑战呢？我们是简单的
向自己人宣讲福音，还是有一种热情和渴望与所有的人分享基督的福音，不管他们的国籍、他们的文化、他们的语言、他们的宗教，或者是社会地位。Let me state an obvious fact. Jewish blood flowed through Jesus' veins. At 8 days old, Jesus was presented at the temple and he was circumcised like all other Jewish boys. He learned Hebrew and he attended synagogue school. The stories of how God's chosen people had conquered their enemies by God's powerful hands were rehearsed and celebrated by Jesus and his family. Jesus was well aware of his distinct cultural ethnicity and the differences that existed between Jew and Gentile.
让我来陈述一个最显著的事实。犹太人的血液在耶稣血管中流动，在他出生八天的时候，在圣殿他被奉献给主，并像其他以色列男孩一样接受了割礼。他学希伯来语，并加入犹太会堂的学校。他和他家人一次一次地听到通过上帝大能的手，上帝的子民如何战胜他们敌人的故事。耶稣很清楚自己的少数民族的文化以及犹太人和外邦人的区别。
But these racial and cultural, linguistic and religious differences did not cause Jesus to be selective in whom he came to save. Simeon held the infant Christ child in his arms, and he sang, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel."
但是这种种族的、文化上的、语言的以及宗教上的不同，并没有成为耶稣救赎的条件。西缅是这样称颂耶稣的：我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Jesus knew that he was the savior of all the peoples of the earth. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Again, Jesus said, "I have other sheep who are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to me, and there shall be one flock, and there will be one shepherd."
耶稣知道他是世界上所有人的救主。他说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。另外，他还说，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们出来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
And Jesus didn't just pay lip service to this teaching, he practiced what he preached. Jesus healed a Roman centurion's servant, and he said of that Roman centurion,I tell you, I've never found such great faith in all of Israel. Jesus arranged a divine appointment at Jacob's well so he could meet with the Samaritan woman so he might proclaim to her that I am the Messiah that you await. To a Canaanite woman, Jesus said, "Woman, you have such great faith. Your daughter will be healed of her demons."
耶稣并不是只在口头上讲这些，他照他所讲的去行。耶稣治好了罗马军队百夫长的仆人，并对这位罗马人说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。耶稣在雅各的井边安排了一个与撒玛利亚女人神性的相会，以便启示给他。耶稣，这和你说话的就是弥赛亚。对一位迦南妇女，耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。
Thankfully, Jesus did more than simply heal the Roman centurion's servant or drive out the demon from the daughter of the Canaanite woman. He did more than simply witness to a Samaritan woman. He died for those Gentiles. He died for all Gentiles. And he died for all Jews.
欣慰的是，耶稣不单单的医治罗马百夫长的仆人，赶出了迦南妇人女儿身上的污鬼，他更为这些外邦人，全部的外邦人和犹太人献上了他的宝贵的生命。
Have you heard about the 200,000 lost Canadians? These are people who think that they're Canadians, but they're without Canadian citizenship.Lost Canadians are people born in Canada between the years of 1947 and 1977 whose father took out citizenship in another country. And when their father took citizenship out in another country, his children, sons and daughters, lost their citizenship in Canada. It was revoked. These lost Canadians are often unaware of their status until they try to collect theirold age pension, or they try to get medical care when they move from one province to another. Then they discover that in the eyes of Canada, they are no longer citizens. Then they discover that they're excluded from Canadian citizenship and they're denied all the privileges and benefits of being a citizen of Canada.
你曾经听到过20万失落的加拿大人吗？ 这些人自己认为是家国的公民，可是他们却没有家国的国籍。 这些失落的加拿大人是在1977到1977年间出生的，在加拿大出生的。由于他们的父亲申请并获得了其他国家的国籍呢，造成这些子女的加国国籍被取消了。这些人通常没有注意到他们的加国身份，直到要领养老金或是到其他省份寻求获得医疗服务的时候，才发现问题。他们这时才发现，他们被除去了加拿大公民的身份。
Verse 12 of our sermon text describes the situation of lost Gentiles. Paul tells us that as Gentiles, and that includes us, that we were separate from Christ. We were once excluded from citizenship in God's kingdom. We were without hope, and we were without God.
以弗所书2章12节描述了失落的外邦人的状况。保罗告诉我们，外邦人也就是我们，曾经是与基督分开的，在上帝的国以外，没有指望，没有上帝。Can
you think of more disturbing and depressing words in the Bible than these? Think upon millions of people in this world who are lost. Separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in God's kingdom, without hope, without God, because they've neither, maybe have not heard the message of the love of God in Christ Jesus, or they've heard it and they've rejected it. They are clueless to their lost state. When are they going to discover that they're separate from Christ? When are they going to learn that they are excluded from citizenship in God's kingdom? That they're denied the privileges and benefits of citizenship in His kingdom? I hope they don't make that discovery on Judgment Day. That's why there's a sense of urgency in Paul's words to the Romans when he says, how are they to believe in Him of whom they've not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
你能想到更多圣经中令人不安和沮丧的话吗? 想一想，那成千上万失落的人们，他们与基督无关，在上帝的子民之外，没有指望，没有上帝，因为他们从来没有听到过耶稣，或者曾经听到却拒绝了福音。 他们对自己失丧的状态还全然的不知，什么时候他们才会发现他们与基督无关呢？在上帝的国之外呢？在无法获得上帝子民的特权和利益，我真的希望在审判日这些不再是他们的状态。难怪圣保罗提出这样的话：人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？ 没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜讯的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美！
And the good news is this. When Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, He died for all people, Jew and Gentile. Paul says in our text, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Elsewhere, St. Paul writes, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Because of His great love for Jews and Gentiles, Paul writes, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God. You see, the dividing wall of hostility divided the nations of the world from God, all the peoples of the earth from God, has been destroyed. It's been destroyed when Christ was rejected by His Father and when He shed His blood on Calvary's cross for our sins.
但是好消息就是,
当耶稣死在哥哥他的十字架上，他是为所有的人献身，外邦人和犹太人。保罗在我们的经文中说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。在哥林多后书五章十九节，保罗写道，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。另外以弗所书，因他爱我们外邦人和犹太人的大爱，神既在丰富的怜悯叫我们与基督一同活过来，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。当耶稣为了我们的罪被他父拒绝并流出宝血的时候，那堵因我们的不顺服将我们与上帝分开的敌对的墙被摧毁了。
Jesus' death not only destroyed the walls of hostility between us and God, but his death also demolished the walls of hostility that divide people. And in the process, God created a new nation, a new family, one that transcends cultural and racial barriers, one that knows no difference between skin color. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, writes St. Paul. For there is one body, and there is one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all, and in all, and through all.
耶稣的死不仅仅摧毁了在上帝和我们之间那堵敌对的墙，他的死同时摧毁了那在上帝建造一个超越文化和种族界限的新的国家、新的家庭的过程中使人产生分裂的敌对的墙。用和平彼此联络，保罗说，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为而一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之上，也住在众人之内。
As I look out over this audience today, I can see that we come from diverse cultures. We speak a variety of different languages, but Christ's blood unites us all, one to another. We're no longer foreigners.But fellow citizens in God's kingdom. We're no longer divided into feuding clans, but united as brothers and sisters in the family of God. Christ is, as someone observed, the meeting point with God for all humanity.
从在座的所有我们的弟兄姐妹们，我们就能看出来，我们来自不同的文化，讲各样的语言，但是基督的血将我们合而为一，将我们合为一体。我们不再是外邦人，而是上帝王国的子民。我们不再是分裂的抱有夙愿的族群，而是上帝家中的弟兄姐妹。我们是所有人类与耶稣是所有人类与上帝之间的相遇点。
Prior to his ascension, Jesus gathered his followers together, and he said, and we heard these words in the gospel reading for this morning, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In other words, Jesus said to his disciples, your mission is to participate in my mission.
在耶稣升天之前，他将门徒聚集在一起。我们今天的福音书我们也听到他说，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦。换句话说，耶稣对他的跟随者说，你们的使命是要参与我的大使命中。
The Apostle Paul was proud of his citizenship, his Roman citizenship, and also he was proud of his Jewish heritage.But he did not allow his ethnicity to serve as a barrier between him and those to whom he was sent. St. Paul writes, Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, so as to win those not having the law. And to the weak, I became weak in order to win the weak. I become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. And I do this all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. In other words, St. Paul understood that his mission was to participate in Christ's mission of making disciples of all nations.
使徒保罗呢，对他自己的罗马公民的身份和犹太人的传统的遗产呢，他非常的自豪，但他并没有让他的民族自豪感呢成为接触其他人的障碍。保罗这样写道：“我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人，我就做犹太人，要为得犹太人；像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人。”为要得没有律法的人，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人；为要得软弱的人，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。圣保罗明白，他的使命就是参与基督使万民得救的使命。
Now, Paul.I'm sure you're proud to be an American. I know my wife is proud of her American heritage. George Washington and Abe Lincoln and Benjamin Franklin are some of your patriarchs. You can probably recite the Pledge of Allegiance in your sleep. And no doubt pride swells within you when you hear the Star-Spangled Banner or God Bless America. You've been raised by the creed that there's nothing more American than baseball, hot dogs, and mom's hot apple pie.Yes, amen. and Pastor will be really thankful for this next statement too. And Paul, you're even a long-suffering Cubs fan. How American is that?
Paul, 我相信作为一个美国人你很自豪。Schaefer 博士的太太也因他的美国公民的身份而感到自豪。乔治华盛顿亚伯拉罕·林肯以及本杰明·富兰克林是你的前辈，大概在梦中你都能背出效忠誓词。毫无疑问，当你听到《星条旗之歌》或《上帝祝福美国》的时候，会心潮澎湃，充满自豪。你是在棒球、热狗、苹果派这些美国特有的语言和信条成长起来的。你甚至是长时间忍受你喜爱球队的失败，却不离不弃的忠诚球迷，典型的美国人。
Paul, your mission as missionary to Metro Vancouver is to participate in Christ's mission. You carry on Christ's work of sharing the gospel with all the nations of the world. In your person and in your work, you echo the words of St. Paul.I've become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. And I do this all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
Paul, 作为大温哥华地区的传教士，你的使命是参与到基督的使命中。你将基督向全世界所有民族分享福音的工作继续下去。在你身上，在你的工作中，效法圣保罗。像什么样的人就做什么样的人，无论如何总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Paul, you're called and you're sent to proclaim the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not only to fellow Americans that you can find living in this metropolis, but you're called and you're sent to proclaim the name of Jesus to English and French-speaking Canadians.To Koreans, to Chinese people, to Hispanic people, to the Sudanese, to the Ethiopian, to Sikhs, to Muslims, to Hindus, to Buddhists, to Mormons, to Jehovah's Witnesses, to secularists, to atheists, and to agnostics. You're sent to the rich and to the poor. You're sent to any group of people or any person who does not know or believe in Jesus as the Son of God, their Savior.
你是被呼召的。 被差遣去宣扬基督的人生、受死和复活，不仅仅是对美国同胞，而且对讲英语和法语的加拿大人，对韩国人，对华人，对拉美人，对苏丹人、埃塞俄比亚人，对锡克族人、穆斯林，对印度教徒、佛教徒、摩门教徒，对耶和华见证会，对世俗主义者，对无神论者，对不可知论者，对富有的和贫穷的，对那些还不知道、不相信耶稣是上帝的儿子、是他们救主的任何的群体和个人。
And this is a daunting task. It might even seem like an impossible task. But Paul, you go with our prayers. You go with our promise and commitment. And I think I speak on behalf of all of us here and certainly our district. You go not only with our prayers, but you go with our support. You go with our promise that we will walk alongside of you and with you in order to proclaim the message of Jesus to the people of this beautiful city.
这担子并不轻，但是 Paul, 我们大家跟你同在，我们会支持你，我们会跟你一起去，向这个城市，向所有的没有听到过福音的人，传讲耶稣的好消息。
You see, what is true of missionary Paul Rogel is really true for all of us. Our mission is to participate in Jesus' mission of making disciples of all nations. Through the blood of Christ, our King unites us as citizens in the same kingdom. Through the blood of Christ, our Father unites us together as brothers and sisters in one household.Through the blood of Christ, the Savior of all people calls and He sends each and every one of us, diverse as we are, for the common purpose of proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of all nations. Our Savior sends us to proclaim the good news to those who are near to us, that is to people who share our culture, who share our language, who share our worldview. But He also sends us, each one of us, to people who are different than us.To cross cultural boundaries, to go to people of other languages and cultures and tell them the story of Jesus.
传教是 Paul Rogel 的使命，也就是我们所有的人的使命。我们的使命就是基督使万民做他的门徒的使命。借着基督的宝血，我们的王将我们联合在一起，成为同一王国的子民。借着基督的宝血，我们的父使我们成为弟兄姐妹。借着基督的宝血，全人类的救主为了宣讲耶稣基督是全人类救主的目标，按着我们的特点呼召并差遣我们。我们的主差遣我们去向我们周围那些与我们有相同文化、语言、世界观的人宣扬那好消息。他同时也差遣我们超越文化的界限，与其他语言文化背景的人去分享这福音。
So go Paul. Go to the people who call Metropolitan Vancouver their home and make disciples of all nations by telling them of God's love for them in Christ Jesus. And fellow citizens in God's kingdom, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our privilege too, and it's our honor to participate in Jesus' mission.So I say to all of you, go. Go and make disciples of nations wherever you live. Amen.
所以去 Paul, 去那些称大温哥华为他们的家的人们当中，向所有的人，不分种族，不分语言，不分文化背景的人，传扬基督的福音，告诉他们在基督里上帝对他们的爱，使万邦的人做耶稣的门徒，同时上帝王国的子民，上帝家中的弟兄姐妹，参与耶稣的大使命是我们的特权和荣耀。所以弟兄姐妹们，去，不论你在哪里，去使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。阿们。
And now may the God of peace,who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, And may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
I'll join our hearts in song on page 7 and page 8 of the folder. And I would ask the ushers, even as we are singing this hymn, we will also bring forth the Lord's offering. Please note the offering is designated for the mission of Chinese outreach in Richmond.
我们现在唱圣诗，在唱诗的过程中，我们收奉献。这奉献就像我们写在程序单上的，是为所有的列治文三一堂的华人的施工。